So I've now got a much bigger scope of reactants because I can pick, well, whatever alkene I feel like. Okay, so it's not just methane, ethane and propene. I'm now saying whatever alkene, you're going to use the same strategy. In terms of the reagents that we react to it, it is a bit more restricted. I'm going to use bromine or chlorine, or I'm then going to use the unsymmetrical hydrogen halides, such as hydrogen chloride, hydrogen bromide, or in the third case, I'm going to look at water. So we're going to step through each one of those. Now, the first thing is, how do we prove that we're undergoing a electrophilic addition via this mechanism? So in the first case then, we react our ethene with bromine. Now notice I've put delta plus and delta minus onto the two bromines. What we're saying here is when the negative of the pi cloud of the alkene approaches the bromine molecule, that polarizes the bromine so that the delta plus end is nearest to the alkene. Now that allows the alkene to attack the electrophilic center. That breaks the bond between the two bromines and we generate the carbocation. The result is our bromide, which was formed in the first step, attacks the carbocation and we get our product. Now to test to see whether that is indeed the mechanism, what people did then was say, well, that's the mechanism, we should have a carbocation intermediate. So if we threw in some chloride, then we should get some bromochloro product coming out the other end. So remember, at the outset, a lot of this work was done before NMR spectroscopy and stuff like that was developed. So they're coming up with, well, we think this is what's happening. What's a chemical test to help us prove that this is indeed the case? So this was the way that they established that reaction was proceeding via this two-step polar mechanism. Now, the other characteristic of this mechanism, it's referred to as an anti-addition, where the two bromines are added on opposite sides of the carbon-carbon double bond. Now you can't detect it when it's a simple alkene like this. You actually have to use a cycloalkene. But in the case where you've got something like cyclobutene, for instance, you can imagine you've got a top side of your cyclic system, you've got a bottom side. So we're now saying that one of the bromine comes in from the top side of the cyclobutene, creates carbocation, then the other bromide comes in from the other side, and that's referred to as an anti-addition. Okay, syn-addition would be them both coming from the same side. So this has been shown to be an anti-addition.